This holiday season, there are a lot of choices for buyers of video games. But if you haven't played one since Pac-Man, it's pretty confusing. Game editor Brian Ekberg from GameSpot.com is here to help.
The genre of games appeals to everyone, and there's really a lot available for all age groups, all fans of different types of genres, and indeed kids. The Nintendo games are kid-focused, but they also appeal to adults in their complexity. I can think of, right off the bat, a game called Paper Mario: The Thousand-Year Door was just released. A lighthearted role-playing game where you play Mario and run around in this typically cartoonish Nintendo world that appeals to kids, but it has a degree of writing and a degree of humor that really appeals to adults.
Let's go to how the games are played. Some games only work on a specific platform. How do you distinguish one platform from another?
If you're just talking about the main consoles, you have three we can really discuss. You have Microsoft's Xbox, you have the PlayStation 2 from Sony, and the Nintendo GameCube. They all have different capabilities in terms of how the games look, and also some definite hardware feature capabilities that are different. For instance, the Xbox has the capability for you to go online and play with friends via a system called Xbox Live. PlayStation 2 has online capability as well, but it's not as cohesive, maybe, as the Xbox's version. There's not one console that can play everything.
Nintendo has just released a new handheld product. I've, by the way, got it. It looks a little like a Game Boy all grown up. So tell me what I'm looking at here.
It's called the Nintendo DS. As you can see, it's got two screens. I mean, that's the biggest innovation that is most obvious with the handheld. The two screens allow you to do some interesting things with games, both from a person playing it and from a design standpoint. Simple things like the lower screen actually is a touch screen, so it responds to your touch. You can use your thumb, you can touch the screen, and you can actually interface with the game via this lower touchscreen. It's actually a really interesting way of making games and adds a lot to games. A game I can think of right now is Feel the Magic, which is less a game in and of itself than it is a collection of mini games.
I'm looking at it right here, and the part of that game is one called Candle. And you can, if you want to blow this candle out, all I have to do is... It just blew the candle out on the game. That's amazing.
It's really neat. I mean, this is typical of Nintendo. They just seem to come up with some crazy stuff every once in a while. They're always going to come out with something interesting.
What do you recommend for video game fanatics who prefer to play on the computer?
2004 has been a banner year for PC games. Sid Meier's Pirates. If you can have a lighthearted look at piracy and crime on the open seas, then this is it. Pirates is a remake of a game that came out in the 80s, and you play a pirate and you go around and you look to make your fortune, and along the way you'll have these strange, like, very courtly dances where you're tapping the keyboard on the PC in time with the rhythm of the music to make your character dance well with the governess, who will then be impressed with your dancing skills and may further along the plot of the game.
Brian Ekberg is a game editor for GameSpot.com in San Francisco. Thanks for helping us sort this all out.
Thank you.
For more information about consoles and video games, go to npr.org.